Where the boys are.
If I knew that, I wouldn't be sitting here watching The Love Connection.
You know where we're going for winter break? Fort Lauderdale, where 10,000 kids meet on 5,000 beach blankets.
Oh, boy, I wish I were the guy with the Clarasil concession.
Oh, hello, ladies. Bonnie, Samantha, my sweetheart. And Mona, sweet Mona. Oh, what a day this has been. I just feel terrific.
So, now would be a good time to ask you for something, right?
You bet.
Dad, can I go to Fort Lauderdale for winter break?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, 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 yes. In fact, I was at the Parents Association meeting last night, and they asked me to chaperone the class trip.
No.
Oh, Sam, I know what you're thinking. Papa, cramp your style, Miss Ellie. But no, Sam, not this time. I discussed it with Angela last night, and I promise I will not embarrass you. You won't even know I'm there, okay? Hey, where the boys are, Papa's sure to be. Sam, I'm just joshing with you. Kids today, no whimsy.
Oh, I should just stay home.
Oh, no. You are going to go, and you're going to take Angela with you.
Oh, that'll make it better.
Don't you see? It's a perfect plan. She'll keep Tony occupied, and I'll get a chance to hunt down the keys to her safe deposit box.
Hey, check out this
pool.
Hey, nice catch there.
Hey, well, excuse me. Sorry.
Terrible.
No, let's go this way. Excuse
Tony,
me.
Wait, that space over there was fine.
Angel, I want a spot where all the kids can sit together.
Well,
come on.
Why don't we go over there? We'll just ask this woman to move a little to the left.
Oh, sure, no problem here. Oh, well, Angela, I can't ask you to move now. Oh, why not?
Tony. Fine, we can squeeze in here.
Oh, I'm in heaven.
We've got the beach, we've got the sun.
We've got 10,000 guys.
Attention, Fairfield High Junior Class.
Oh, God, he's amplified.
Orientation meeting right now, dead east of the topless woman.
I thought you were going to keep him under control.
I'm sorry, he slipped the bullhorn past me.
Counting on you to distract him.
Okay.
Okay, gang, come on in here, kids. Gather around. Now, we're all down here on vacation, and I know you're here to have fun, and that's okay with me.
Cool with me, too.
Anyway, since you're down here to have fun...
This place is going to swing bigger than a fine young cannibal's concert. You know, she drives me crazy.
I can relate. Anyway, if you act responsibly and use a little common sense, you can do anything you like. Except for the 13 things that I've written down on these flyers. Please pass them out. Now, remember, don't do anything I would do. Sam, do I detect a little attitude here?
Dad, it's just that all these kids are here to get away from school and their parents, and all I'm getting away from is school.
Oh, okay, I get that. I see it. I'll tell you what, don't think of me as your dad. Think of me as your chaperone, huh? Okay? I won't be any more protective of you than I am of the other kids.
Hey, Sam. Look who talked to me. This is Tim and Jean.
I don't like them. But what do I know?
Hi, I'm Sam. And this is my chaperone, Tony.
How's it going?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Tim and Jean are waiters at the hotel.
Yeah, come on, Sam. We'll show you where the locals hang out.
Really? Where's that?
Where there aren't any chaperones.
Great. See you later, Tony.
Bye. Oh, how nice. They made friends already.
Yeah. Sure. How nice.
Remember, Sam, 10 o'clock curfew, 9:30 is better.
Tony.
All right. I know. I should trust her judgment.
All right, Sam, I trust your judgment. Disregard previous message. Sam, do you hear me, Sam?
It's all right. She heard me.
Tony, the girls are going to be fine. Can we just enjoy the day?
You know, you're right, Angela. Hey, slick me down, mama. SPF 20. Yeah, hard to believe, but I'm sun sensitive. Okay, here we go. Hey, did I just feel a drop? Or are you drooling?
Let's put it this way, Tony. There isn't a cloud in the sky.
Oh, wait till...
I just did my hair. Can I help you?
So where are you taking Chelsea tonight?
Oh, I've got it all planned. First, we're going to Captain Andy's for the all-you-can-eat shrimp special. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to see a fish called Wanda. And then we're going to top the night off with some dancing at the Shark's Den. Get it? It's a theme night.
Fish?
No, fun. I want Chelsea to know how much I like her.
Well, honey, don't try so hard, huh? Just be yourself. She'll like you.
Thanks, Grandma. Can I borrow some money?
Of course, honey. I keep it in your mother's jewelry drawer. And the key is underneath her dresser. And while you're there, get some for me, too. Hello. Oh, ahoy, Chelsea.
Wait, you can't make it. Well, don't you want to tell him yourself?
Oh. Man overboard.
Great winter break. I wish we had some guys to hang out with. It's guys.
Wow, you're good. Quick, wish for a Range Rover.
Oh, hello.
Room service.
We didn't order anything. But I can always eat.
No, this is on the house. We wanted you to feel at home.
Yeah, just think of us as the welcome committee.
Well, welcome.
Look, deviled ham.
I think maybe we should leave that open. It's number 6 on the chaperone's list.
Come on, who cares about the chaperone?
Well, he's also my dad.
So? I've made a few dads mad in my time.
I just feel so sorry for the kids. It's supposed to rain all weekend.
Uh-huh. Well, don't feel too sorry, Angela, because a good chaperone always comes prepared with rainy day fun. Check this out here. Knock hockey, eh? Charades, making origami animals. Ooh, I'm getting excited already. Let's go get the kids, huh?
Tony, no. Why don't we just sit here and watch the rain?
All right, watch the rain?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's enough rain. Let's go get the kids.
I mean, look at it.
Okay, all right, okay. Looking at the rain.
Isn't it cozy?
You coming down with a cold, Angela?
No. It's just that I always find the rain romantic.
Angela, what are you doing here?
She's coming on to you, dummy.
No, I wasn't coming on to you. I was just trying to distract you.
Well, take it easy on that stuff, will you?
Sorry, I just don't know my own strength.
Angela?
Yes, Tony?
Gin rummy, 2 cents a point?
You got it.
Okay, yeah, let me see.
Could I get a deck of cards? So Gene forgot my suit. We wind up at this fancy restaurant wearing jams and thongs.
Don't that beat all? You guys are so lucky you get to party all year round.
No. You know what's really lucky? Meeting two girls like you.
Come on, you guys meet girls all the time.
No, but you two are special.
Yeah, real special.
Really?
I mean, you're not like the girls down here. You're classy.
Yeah, real classy.
Well, my mother was an equestrian.
I have a great idea. Nah, better not.
What? What? What?
Well, I was just thinking of inviting you two down to see our apartment. You know, see all the locals live.
Well, hold on, Tim. I mean, maybe we shouldn't do that. I mean, we don't want to give the girls the wrong idea.
Well, I don't have the wrong idea. I don't have any idea.
Perfect, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Hey, we are not going anywhere.
Why not?
Because Bonnie and these guys are total sleazes.
No, they're not.
Are you? Bonnie, don't ask them.
Jean, would you take Bonnie and heat up the jacuzzi, please?
My pleasure.
That's it! That's it! Out! 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 Go! Out!
Do you believe those guys?
I don't believe you.
Oh, come on, Bonnie. Those guys hit on every tourist that come down here. They won't even remember our names tomorrow.
You mind if I make my own decisions? Don't run my life.
I'm not running your life.
Yes, you are. You're always telling me what to do.
Bonnie, I saved you.
Yeah, from having a good time.
Bonnie, you were in over your head.
Hey, I don't need a lifeguard or a mother. And I don't want you as my roommate either.
Fine.
Fine.
And your mother was an Aquarian, not an equestrian.
Oh, look, there's Sam. Sam, she looks like she needs me. I'm gonna pass on the game.
Chicken. Yo, Mrs. Rabinowitz, how about a little game of chance?
Sam, what's going on? Everything okay?
Sure.
Oh, come on, honey. What's the matter?
Well, all right. It has to do with boys and sex.
Okay. All right, look. I knew this was going to happen someday, and I'm prepared. I'm ready for it. Go ahead.
No. It's not my boy, and it's not my sex.
Thank you, God.
It's Bonnie.
What?
But don't worry, Dad. I threw the guys out of the room.
Thank you again.
And then Bonnie threw me out of the room because I threw the guys out of the room.
I'm starting to get this, and I like it.
Bonnie said that I was running her life and sticking my nose into her business.
Well, you know what this means, don't you? It means that you are just like me.
No, I am not.
Oh, yes, you are.
No, Dad, I just felt that Bonnie needed...
Your guidance.
Right, exactly, and that she was
going to get herself in trouble if you didn't intervene.
Right, and look, I may have...
Come on a little strong, but you only did it because you love her.
Exactly.
That's a done deal, Sam. You are a carbon copy of your old man.
I am not.
Well, I wish I had a mirror right now.
Look, Dad, I may have dark hair, I may have brown eyes, and I may be Italian, but I am not like you.
Oh, hey, easy there, Sam, you know. There are a lot worse people you could be like. Try Nikolai Ceausescu.
I am not Bonnie's mother. If she wants to hang around with jerks, then that's her decision.
Oh, hey, you know, there's a lot of guys that would like to be like me, Sam. A lot of guys. Take Ernie, our waterman, huh? He says I'm a hip dude, huh? The man has me on a pedestal.
Yeah, so anyway, we had a couple of babes lined up, but, Tim's turned out to be a stiff. Oh, but a friend, though. She was a real pushover.
All right.
Hey, you know something? Tim's up in her room right now.
Yeah?
Listen, at least one of us is gonna get lucky, huh?
Right.
Okay, I'm What's wrong, Grandma?
Great news, pal.
What? What?
Are you ready for this?
What? Huh? What?
Your date canceled.
All right!
Oh, no. I thought this one liked me.
Okay, Jonathan. So you got dumped.
Don't sugarcoat it, Grandma.
Don't you see? This is a wonderful opportunity for you. This is your chance to call up the prettiest girl in school and ask her out.
Well, that's Tiffany Simmons, but she's probably out on a date.
Mm-mm. The prettiest girls are always home. You want to know why? Because guys think that somebody else already asked them out, so they don't call. So call her. You know the number?
I memorized all the girls' numbers just in case one day I became popular. Hi, Tiffany. It's Jonathan Bauer. Oh, I understand.
Okay. Okay, there's your warm-up call. Now, you get back on the phone and you call the second prettiest girl. And if she turns you down, you try the third and the fourth till you find that lucky girl.
Okay, but this could take a while.
I have all weekend.
Okay, sleazeball, out of here!
Dad, what are you doing here?
I'm doing my chaperone thing.
He burst in here when he heard I was with Tim.
How did you know?
Oh, Sam. A good chaperone always has an intricate network of well-placed sources. That's all I can say.
So, where is Tim?
Bonnie threw him out of here before I even got here, huh?
Good girl, Bonnie.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I came to get my toothbrush.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, my work is done here. Chaperone man is needed elsewhere.
You didn't come here for your toothbrush.
You're right. I came to get my nightgown, and I'm gonna get my toothbrush too. So, why'd you kick Tim out?
Well, because he called me special, unique, and Carlotta.
Carlotta?
You know, since all your stuff is already here and it's so late, why don't you just stay?
That would probably be easier. Hey, Bonnie, you want to go to the coffee shop and get something to eat? All this arguing's made me hungry.
Sure, just don't let me order anything chocolate. I don't want to break out.
I'll watch you like a hawk.
Thanks, Mom.
Are you done? Hey, you know what? All this arguing has made me hungry. Want to go down to the coffee shop and pig out?
Wow! That's what Sam just said. You two are so much alike.
Dad.
I know. God forbid you should be like your father.
No. Actually, it's not so bad. I'm sorry I gave you such a hard time before.
Nah, it's okay, honey. But, you know, I knew you were going to say that because, you know, first you blow up, then you feel bad, then you apologize, just like me.
Dad!
See, me? Now you're getting defensive, just like I get defensive.
No, I'm not. I just want to explain to you.
See? Now you're rationalizing your defensiveness, just like I do.
I'm just going to shut up.
Now that's something you wouldn't have done.
Well, that's not true, Samantha. That's not true. I don't always have to talk. I don't always have to have the last word. I could shut up. Are you kidding me? Well, if there's one thing I like, it's silence, man. Hey, my favorite song is The Sound of Silence. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Hello? This is Jonathan Bauer. Want to go out with me?
You do? Hey, great. I'll see you in a half an hour. All right.
What is it?
After 37 calls, I finally got a date.
Okay, slugger. Who's the lucky girl?
It's...
Hi, this is Jonathan Bauer. Do we have a date tonight? Oh. Hi, this is Jonathan Bauer. Do we have a date tonight? Hi, this is Jonathan Bauer. Do we have a date tonight?
Oh.
Hi, this is Jonathan Bauer. Do we have a date tonight?